Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo, the rest of the world. You tune in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Clay Vaskovich, half of the Onyx Grove Company.
Okay.
My wife is the other half.
Okay.
So... anything that's welding, I'm the one that's doing it. Anything that's woodworking, she's the one that does it. And then sometimes we put it together. So sometimes we have like woodworking and welding pieces together. Mainly started in artwork, but kind of do some other little things here and there too. So
okay. Yeah. So what kind of products are you guys pumping out? Are like they a combination of metal and wood come together, or are they separate? How do like?
So like. My stuff, I do TIG welding artwork.
Okay.
So, like, you're just... I'm still new to it. I still feel like I'm feeling in my... the way my... I don't know. My art... I feel like I'm still feeling it out exactly how it is. I've heard a few people say that, you know, they like my style, but I'm like, I don't even feel like I have a style.
Really, right.
But I feel like maybe I'm getting closer to that. But,
yeah.
We did a Punisher one like a little while ago, and it's just dot work on that one. But a lot of the stuff that we fought that people that I know, they do a lot of they call it dabbing. They're just it gets raised up. So I like to have a little bit of both. You know? So it just kind of gives it some contrast.
Yeah, it's cool. Everybody has their own thing. Like I know with me with filming, like I get criticized a lot about it, but like when I'm filming something organic for social media, I like to like have my camera a little sideways.
Yeah,
so it's like not always level, like it's never level, like I go out of my way to make sure it's not level.
Yeah.
And what
I go out of my way to make sure your cameras aren't level, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, I don't set them up very much anymore, but like that's kind of like a creative thing like that I put in there, and it wasn't something like that I thought about right off the top, like, oh, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
But after you start looking at your work and you're just like, oh yeah, you start seeing like this is my thing.
Yeah.
You go with it. So you're finding your things right now.
Well, yeah, like so when I first started, I just was playing around in the garage with I did a Harley sign.
Yeah.
So it kind of you get some straight lines, you get some lettering, and then when I posted it up, people were like, oh, that looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
So then my wife went and made a backer for it, like for a frame, and framed it all out. We had mounted it on there.
Cool.
And then just slowly kind of made some more things like that together. And now she's kind of got a lot of stuff that she does herself. Like we've, you know, like the Buffalo and Raven that we did recently.
Mm-hmm.
She did recently. It's not me.
Yeah.
So it's neat, like say, being able to go and now kind of be able to do our own stuff, but then still come together for some things where we collaborate on different units.
And yeah, that's really cool.
Because sometimes people want wood, sometimes they just want the welding part, sometimes they want it together, so it's nice to have the option to be able to do whatever.
So how did you get into this?
The welding part? I've been a welder for, geez, almost 20 years.
Okay.
Way back when we lived in Red Deer for a bit, I did a lot of TIG welding, which is what this kind of art is.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we came back up here, I don't do any of that. I do stick welding, wire, overlay, gouging. Like it's stuff that's part of welding, but it's not as fulfilling as the artwork.
Yeah.
So then I think it was about mid-2022, there was some stuff that was going on, and we ended up buying a welding machine while it was off for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just playing around and, you know, decided maybe I should try out TIG again because it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I've been following a bunch of people on Instagram that do this TIG art, and I was like, oh, I should try it out too. And
yeah.
That's just what brought me back into it. My wife and I have been doing like renos and stuff on the house for years. Like, mm-hmm. we've got a lot of like construction, woodworking type stuff anyways.
Yeah.
Most of it, you know, a lot of it we learned from YouTube. Some we learned from my dad.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know,
yeah.
over the years. And so, you know, I know my, we've had people say, oh, you should go and make a business, side business of that stuff too. But like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just a matter of time before we, I guess we finally made, did something anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. And how long have you guys been doing this for now?
Coming up on 2 years.
Okay.
The first year, we kind of did a little bit, you know, here and there, just with commissions.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have someone, mainly coworkers and friends, which is amazing, because a lot of times you hear in social media, like, oh yeah, your friends and coworkers, you know, they don't want to see you succeed. But like, I've been we've been really blessed, you know, because a lot of them have brought us ideas, given us kind of reign over what we wanted to do. Like, they'd give us the idea, we'd, you know, collaborate with them and then figure out what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And last year was a little busy. We were kind of traveling everywhere, so we didn't really do a lot last year, but this year we've really been getting into it again. So.
Nice.
And then being able to have the space here with Corridor has been great, because now, before it was, you know, you come to us with an idea, we make it, you know, then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we have our own ideas or something cool that we want to make, we just make it.
Yeah.
And then we can bring it down here and, you know, sell it down here. It's, you know, we still do the collaborations, but it's mm-hmm. it's great to be able to, you know, do fun things that we want to do too.
Yeah, no doubt. Where did you go traveling?
We went to 2 weddings. My brother and sister both got married in the same year.
Okay.
And they're abroad. So we went to Australia in January. And then we went to the UK in June. So yeah, it was jeez. We were all over the place. So I was more, you know, more at work than I was, and travel, you know,
trying
to get them, you know, be able to go everywhere. So,
but now
that we're back, you know, we're back into it. So
I'm doubling back. What was Australia like?
It was a good time.
Yeah. How long were you there? Like, elaborate, please.
I think we were there for about, 2 weeks or so, I think. I just took a set off and a little bit, and then we went there. We hung out with my sister's husband and his family, got to know them a lot. Definitely wish we had more time, mm-hmm. just to be able to travel around, because we really only saw Melbourne. And so we did a couple days in Sydney, but like, there's so much of Australia we could have seen.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's a big place.
Did you see the Opera House?
We walked by it. We never went in it, but we walked by it, by the bridge.
The Opera House is sick.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, when you always see it on TV, and like, how, you know, they always just do like a pan shot or whatever, but you don't realize how big it is.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like to travel, and a component of traveling that I do enjoy is actually like the flying and the airports and everything. So like, I've seen your wife, you're like, nah, forget that nonsense. What was the commute like over there?
Disgusting.
It was big. It took us 12 to 13 hours both times when we went, and that was coming from Vancouver over to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So we went from Edmonton to Vancouver.
Okay.
And then Vancouver to Sydney, then Sydney to Melbourne.
Okay.
So it was a few stops. It was like, mm-hmm. it was a good amount of time, especially for the kids too. Like, they were.
Oh, you did it with kids?
Oh yeah.
How many kids did you take?
Both of them.
Two. Doof. Oh, how old are they?
At that time they would have been like, over a year ago now. So it'd been 11 and 9.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
12 and 10.
Yeah. Close enough.
I wasn't sure birthday wise. I couldn't remember.
Typical dad. Yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like, my little guy's 9, and all of a sudden I'm just like, how old are you, like 11 now? He's like, Dad, I'm 9. And I'm like, all right. And the next day I'll be like, hey, you ain't that big, you're only 8. He's like, Dad, I'm 9.
Yeah, I gotta get
and
going.
He thinks it's a joke. Yeah. I'm just like, well, sometimes it is, but sometimes I just can't remember. Like, they grow up fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you guys were on a plane, all of you guys together, did you have comfy seats, or was it just like your regular Air Canada kind of seats?
Yeah, typically, I don't know, we haven't flown in a long time, so yeah. Like, you know, just
it's just standard
airplane seat.
You guys didn't go like the pods and the rooms and everything?
No, we're not. No. We can't afford that.
No, especially like that much.
We had some issues with food and stuff like that, because like wife and I are both celiac, so like it was a little hard getting one of the flights on, I think it was the way back.
Yeah.
They never put anything in there for us.
Yeah.
To eat. So like, you know, we lucked out. I think someone in first class didn't show up, or yeah, you know, that they could switch out. And
yeah,
we were able to go and share a meal. But like, yeah, it was that part. So 13 hours with just like some snacks was a little,
yeah,
little rough. But
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
And then you went to England after that.
Yeah.
Had you ever been to England prior to? First time.
First time.
So I'm assuming you went Fort McMurray, like Toronto over. No.
Nope. We were gonna go and do Vancouver again
To get to England.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
That, just where the flights were supposed to go.
Yeah.
We went down to Edmonton. They canceled their flight. We ended up. They said they rebooked us for like 2 days later, and we already had like things booked in the UK to go and spend all our time with. So we lucked out. Somehow we ended up with a big long distance charge to the UK because we had to get a hold of somebody.
Yeah.
So they booked us from there to a flight to Calgary, and then we went out Calgary straight there. So
straight direct Calgary UK.
Yeah.
What airport did you fly in? Heathrow. Yeah, she's saying yeah.
Heathrow. Is it Heathrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one was the other one that we were supposed to go to then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cool. And how long were you in England for?
About the same amount of time. A couple weeks.
So yeah. you were able to see, you got 2 weeks is a, not like you said, too short, but it's a good amount of time to see.
Yeah, we spent about a week actually in London, and then we went south to, I can't remember the other.
Brighton.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I can't remember anything.
So we went to, Brighton, where my brother, met his wife, and they're just north of there now too, so we spent a lot of time there too.
So your siblings, Australia, England, is there's three or is there more of you?
Just that.
And then you live here in Fort Mac.
And then I live here.
And then where's the rest of your family at?
Parents are still here.
In Fort Mac?
Yeah. They're kind of in that almost ready to go and retire, you know, but they're still up here, yeah.
Are you from here?
No.
No, okay. Yeah.
I grew up in Rocky Mountain House.
Okay.
And then my wife grew up in Red Deer.
Okay. And then your parents moved out here? Or how did that all transpire? Or did they follow you? We don't got to talk about it. She's laughing, so we can change the subject. You're going to tell me later, maybe. I don't know. But
So we all grew up in Rocky Mountain House. My dad ended up, he had his own auto body company in there. And then the last year of high school for me, in my grade 12 year, he shut it down, moved up here, and then once I graduated, the rest of the family came up here.
Right.
So then I was up. We were up here. We all came up here, wife and I too, because we were dating at the time.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, we're high school sweethearts.
Yeah, so. That's awesome.
So we moved up here. We were here for a year, and then that's where I started my apprenticeship for the welding.
Okay.
And then we went to Red Deer. We were there for 4 years, back in there. And then we ended up back up here again when a recession hit again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was hard to find a job, and my parents were still here, and the rest of my family before they left for everywhere else.
Yeah. How irritated are your parents right now that they got to be flying all these places to visit their kids?
Man. I think they're partially enjoying being able to go and have an excuse to go traveling. But,
nice. Good for them. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, costly.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, four of you going, four went to both weddings, I have to assume.
All four of us.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord. You're looking at thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Yeah. It was worth it.
Oh, yeah.
And, without being up here, there's no way
to
afford it. Like, that's, we would have had to watch stuff online.
Yep. You know?
Did your brother go to your sister or vice versa?
Sister went to my brother's. My brother wasn't able to make it to my sister's, though.
Imagine that flight, Australia to the UK.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, they went to...
2 days?
Oh. They went to, was it South Korea they stopped in? Yeah, they stopped in South Korea there for a day. Or, you know, like, yeah, about a day. And then they made the flight, the rest of the flight over.
Like, just layover? Or did they, like...
Basically, an extra layover. Like,
did they leave the airport? Yeah, you need to.
Yeah, so they went straight north, essentially, to
Korea,
and then went.
Yeah, I guess they'd go over, like, they wouldn't come over to Canada, they'd go over.
Yeah, they just continued, Europe. Over Asia and then Europe.
Rough.
Yeah.
But fun.
That was a big amount of flights for them, too.
Yeah. Well, listen, unfortunately, Tanner tapped his watch, so we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Just a shout-out to anything, man.
Oh.
Like anything.
Like, you know, well, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. We're under the Onyx Grove Company. I know that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The usual social media is just because, you know, we're on TikTok, but I'm unfortunately not as, I find it very frustrating to be on there. So
yeah,
I try to repost it onto there, but, you know, songs and stuff aren't always there. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So we can find you on all socials. That's awesome, man. Great. Well,
awesome.
Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.